You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are live from Giants camp and joined right now by superstar second-year receiver Malik Nabers. Malik, how are you, man? Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate y'all for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Well, I think just as a simpleton football fan, you had a great first season. For you, how did you feel your first season went?
It was normal to me. That's not me. That's not my play. I'm better than that. I know for sure I'm better than that. That was just scratching the surface.
What do you think you can do in year two, that now that you've had a year under your belt, to make you even better?
Right. I feel like I still got a lot of learning to do. I learn something new every day, especially with these new quarterbacks in, just with terms of different looks, different coverages. So I still got a long ways to go. I just got to get more comfortable when I'm out there, more confident. And I feel like, you know, sky's the limit between – you know, what I can do in this upcoming year.
You talk about those new quarterbacks, and Jameis is here, and obviously right. Russell Wilson is a starter, Jackson Dart, who's young and probably won't play early this year. But talk to us specifically about Russell Wilson, what kind of leader he's been for you guys, and obviously throwing the deep ball is his forte, yeah. And that's, you know, that's right up your alley, too.
Right, I mean, the type of leader he is, you know, he's building, like, team camaraderie in the locker room, calling people when they need to be called out. Leading by example, vocal leader, making sure the office is, you know, moving as one unit. Nobody's doing their own thing. So having that vet quarterback and to keep everybody, you know, leveled out, you know, we need that we needed that for a long time here. And I'm sure that we put the right people in place to have that.
Right. So when you're a rookie, you don't know what to expect from a team, expectations, all that. You have no idea. Coming into this year, after having a year under your belt, the struggles that the team had a year ago, knowing where you come from at LSU, all you guys did was win. What can you do to help rise this team? Because I think that's what the Giant fans are looking for, stars to take those next steps, to push this team forward, even though people have doubts. Like, how can you guys get there?
I would say, you know, it starts in the locker room with team, like I said, team camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to be one team. It can't be nobody doing their own thing. So that starts with, you know, having people in the locker room. I'm going over there to talk to the D linemen. I'm going over there talking to the safeties, talking to the corners, you know. Just to, like, have the team, like, so it could be a team. I mean, when I was at LSU, we had a great job, but we always won. We always the one team. We all had a good relationship with everybody.
Right.
We spent time outside the locker room. You know, we got a chance to meet, you know, where we come from or just, you know, personality. I think that's the best thing, is because when you know that your brother that's fighting for something on the other side of football, you know what he's fighting for, you don't take his day that he's not going as hard, you push him to be that.
Right.
And when he is going hard, you keep telling him, you know, it's going to pay off. You know what you're fighting for, and I know what you're fighting for, too, so let me help you fight.
What's the fan been like out here, the fans around us? Because, like, we used to go up to Albany. We were disconnected from our local fans. It was a different fan base up there. But for us as a team, it felt like we were just all around each other all the time. What have the fans been like down here? Especially because, I mean, there's some names and faces that people are excited about on this team.
I mean, the fans is lovely. I mean, they're great fans. I mean, they spend a lot of money, a lot of time, you know, investing in us as an organization, investing us as a group, spending their time coming out, watch us, you know, rooting for us through the season. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, when we don't put the expectation out the right way, I'm sure, you know, they're angry. You know, they put a lot of faith in that. You know, they buy tickets to our game, so we got to put on a show for them. But, you know, the fans has been great. You know, I receive a lot of love from this city. You know, I'm very proud of that. I mean, that's a pat on the back that I'm doing something right.
You just getting started too.
Yeah,
Malik, I am one of those maniac fans that screams. Yeah, it's been a frustrating couple of years for the offense. What is the biggest thing you think the fans can expect differently about this offense than the last couple of years, specifically last year?
I would say more explosive. You know, we're trying to score as many points as we can, especially with Russell's mentality. Yeah. You know, he wants to throw the ball to everybody. He wants to get, everybody talent shown on the football field. So I expect, you know, the ball to be delivered in a lot of different ways. You know, a lot of points being scored.
Saw that today when you owned Flott over the top.
That's just something slight.
we're talking to Malik Nabers here from Giant Camp. Eventually, Jackson Dart's going to throw you touchdown passes. May not happen this season, but it's going to happen. What are your early impressions of Jackson Dart?
Right. I mean, you know, he's very impressive. You know, his arm talent is very impressive. And like you said, you know, he might not play, but you never know what might happen. You know, there are situations where you got to step up. You know, situations where, you know, you're put into the game when things are not going right. You have to be ready. You have to be ready for those things. So I'm making my, you know, I'm making my plans of getting ready, you know, trying to get some catches with him, trying to get the, you know, his rhythm of his football, you know, his spin of his football. Just give me some time to just understand, because like I say, you never know what might happen in the future.
Tell us about Dabes and the messaging that he's been giving you guys, because his first year, which was 3 years ago, he was very vocal about earning everything. Mm-hmm. What's his message now?
Like you said, you know, he's on that type of timing again. You know, he's like, you know, if you're not practicing, you're not going to get the opportunity to play in the game. He wants guys that's going to be out there that are ready, that know what they're doing, that is ready to play at 100 miles per hour, that they can trust. You know, we don't need, you know, somebody going out there that we can't trust. You know, that's something that we can't have on the team. We got to be, you know, a team out there on the football field. We got to be organized, and we got to be on the same page for sure, especially as an offensive defense. If one guy is on defense, it busts the coverage, it leaves some guy open.
Right.
If one guy doesn't block, you know, on the line of scrimmage, it leaves a D tackle to some blow up the play.
Right.
You know, so we all need everybody on the same page.
So you're in your second year now. Last year you were a rookie. Tell us about the rookies this year. I mean, Jackson Dart, notwithstanding, because you already answered that from Evan, but Cam Scataboo looks fun.
Yeah,
he really does. Marcus Mbao, he looks like he could be a player in some time as well. Obviously, Abdul Carter, the other first rounder. What has the rookies been like in this camp so far?
I believe they've been very impressive. You know, when I was coming in, you know, all I wanted to do was make plays. You know, keep a low volume, not talk. You know, those guys, they talkative. You know, they interact with all the older guys. And I feel like they became more comfortable than I was. You know, I didn't know what I was to expect. I know, you know, Abdul, I think he looked just like me when I was coming in.
Right.
You know, you got all that pressure on, you know, you wanna make your teammates know that you came here to ball. Like, you're not one of them scrubs. Like, you really like that. You know, when you come get all this kind of money, you know, all the people, they like,
first round,
gave him all this money. Let's see if he really like that.
Right.
You know, so I know he understands, you know, all the things that he has to do, all the pressure that's on him. But it's not really pressure. It's the pressure that you want. I mean, I want to be known as that guy that everybody looks at that's like, oh, Lord, let's see if you really like that. Nah, I'm really like that, and I'm about to show you. And I feel like that's what he shows. You know, he's like, nah, I'm really like that, and I'm about to show y'all why I'm really like that. I'm about to show y'all why I got drafted first round. And he has took a lot of steps forward with that, and I feel like he's going to be leading into the right direction to have a very explosive rookie year.
So a year ago, I remember doing one of your games and asked you about growing as a leader and being more vocal. And last year it was really just, I got to do it with my play because there was other veterans on this team. Have you started to take that vocal step as a leader?
Yeah, I've started to, you know, little spurts of it. Like I said, I be in my own head a lot. I be understanding, like, how can I lead by my play like, you know, I always did. But it's like, just my share of luck, a few words of, all right, let's go offense, let's go. Plays to be made, let's go. It starts with us. I think it the O-line wants to see that out of me.
Right.
The quarterbacks, the receivers want to see that out of me. The tight ends want to see that out of me. So I think when your best players do that, and it doesn't have to be all the time. It could be just sometime, okay, offense, we're not doing something, let's pick it up. And then I go out there and I show and I start picking it up. It drives everybody on the football field to go for it.
Is there a division rival you hate yet?
Nah, not really.
Oh, we hate the Eagles. You got to get that Eagle hate.
I mean, I hear everybody that's not with me.
I know priority number one is to win for the team.
Right.
But I know, because some of your compatriots from LSU.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Started to get paid. And when you think about the money now that's being thrown at wide receivers that are top end, do you think about that? I know it's a couple years away. Maybe it'll be happening early. Who knows? But do you start thinking about what could happen if you're successful here? Not only from the fan base and how we'll laud you and all that other stuff, but just what it could mean for your life and your family.
Right. I mean, definitely. We all. I mean, I'm sure everybody thinks of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thinks. I know for sure I do. You know, me being in the off season with Jamar, you know, having those talks with him, it's about, you know, he. You know, I know the money is out there, but the money starts now.
Right.
For me to get there is waiting on me. I gotta put in the work for it.
Right.
If I don't, then I ain't gonna get it. When I do, then I got it. But right now I don't got it, so I'm chasing it. I'm somewhere in between. I want it and I got it.
You scared the crap out of everybody when you went down the other day. How you feeling health wise? Where are you health wise?
No, I'm good. You know, just football stuff, you know. You get bruised up, you know, you gotta do the right things to get back on the football field.
Give me these stats that you're going to put up this year. I'm sure you got some individual goals. What do you think they're going to look like at the end of the year?
I'm going to just say I'm not going to be at 67.
And how many wins for this team? I mean, it was a tough rookie season for you in terms of team wins. Obviously, there's a lot more talent on this roster. You have a veteran quarterback that's won a championship. Right. To you, can this be a playoff team?
This can definitely be a playoff team, but we have to start now, right now, while we're in camp, building those – been in that chemistry with one another, and like I said, you know, sky's the limit for this team, and we wait to see what the season holds.
Cool. Should be fun. Malik, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Malik Nabers, star wide receiver for the New York Football Giants.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.